Chapter 1.
One hears he takes snuff only from his mistress's naked breasts.
Esther Himmelfarb rearranged her cards and stifled a snort at one of Charlotte Pankhurst's more ridiculous observations. Herodia Bellamy tossed the Queen of Diamonds onto the table.
One hears that he bathes frequently, but seldom alone.
A crowded undertaking, Esther murmured, given the man's size in relation to the average bathing tub. Your turn, Lady Zephora.
I know for a fact, Lady Zephora said softly, that both Lord Antony and Lord Percival have been ordered by Her Grace, their mamma, to take brides this year.
So much for whist. Esther continued to study her cards, while the ladies catalogued Colonel Lord Percival Wyndham's many positive attributes. Their raptures matched Esther's list of the man's shortcomings almost exactly.
He's so handsome, and it's all genuine, the golden hair, the muscles, the height, and those marvellous blue eyes. When he looks at you, it's as if he's trying to convey that he loves you simply in the way he regards you.
Not to be outdone, Zephora stated what Charlotte and Herodia had no doubt heard repeatedly from their mamas.
His wife would always have a courtesy title, and some day she might become the next Duchess of Morland.
Which was the outside of too much, because it contemplated the death of the present Duke, a gentleman as vigorous as he was dignified, as well as the death of the current ducal heir, Lord Pembroke, an upright soul whose greatest sin was that he'd fathered only 2 girl children in 10 years of marriage.
Consider, Esther said, gathering up the cards, the present Duchess would be your mamma-in-law when you married Lord Percival.
If she has the authority to recall commissioned officers from their billets in service to His Majesty, imagine the power she'd wield over a mere daughter-in-law.
Lord Percy wouldn't allow her to intrude, Charlotte sniffed. You are just jealous, Esther, because a girl without a title or a dowry can't look so high.
The jab was unexpected, because these conclusions were seldom spoken aloud. They were accepted as common knowledge, which usually allowed Esther the backhanded gift of a nonentity's privacy.
Esther is pretty, well-spoken, well-educated in the domestic arts, and well-born. Cease carping, Charlotte, lest the gentleman overhear you.
This rebuke was not a defence of Esther, but rather a chance for Herodia to appear superior to Charlotte, nothing more.
I can look as high as I please.
Esther shuffled the deck into a neat stack. Though looking alone holds little gratification. Shall I deal again? As long as Lords Percival and Antony Wyndham were in the room chatting up the hostess by the punch bowl, Esther would have to remain as the fourth in the game. Play, or what passed for it, resumed, while Esther sent up a silent prayer that the next 3 weeks went by as quickly and as painlessly as possible.
I know that look, Percy.
Tony kept his voice down, thank God, because Lady Morissette was only several yards away, latched on to the arm of His Grace, the Duke of Quimby. Percival Wyndham continued to discreetly peruse the blonde young lady seated at a card table across the parlour. She had a stillness to her, a serenity that drew the eye more than all the flirtatious glances and powdered bosoms in the room.
What look? You're falling in love again. I've seen it 12 times at least. Her Grace will rejoice to hear of it.
I do not fall in love, Antony. I fall into bed, or occasionally into linen closets, private boudoirs, secluded bowers, that sort of thing. Percival took a sip of decent punch and turned a direct stare on his younger brother.
And Her Grace will not be hearing a peep out of you, not unless you want me to apprise her of a certain tryst you had with Miss Gladys Hulsaple, before leaving town?
Tony's smile was hopelessly unguarded.
Gladys Hulsaple is toothsome, and not too much concerned for propriety when nobody's looking. An estimable female. And you don't have to worry about my peaching on you. We've Mannering for that.
Mannering, the valet they'd be sharing for the duration of the house party. Percival turned his thoughts in a more sanguine direction and gestured with his glass. Who's the pretty card player?